that our hope for you be firm. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today, July 13th, is the anniversary of the third of the apparitions of Our Lady of Fatima to the three children, Jacinta, Lucia, and Francesco. And this one comes at just the right time. We're at the hottest part of the year, July, and it feels like an inferno outside, doesn't it? Well, there's no coincidence, perhaps, it was all Our Lady's doing, that she gave, on this third month of her apparitions, she gave the apparition of hell to the three young children. And she opened up hell and showed them all of the souls that were lost for all eternity there, and how they looked like beasts, blackened from the fires and everything. They went away from it very troubled. But remember, as St. Paul says to us in today's epistle and said to the Corinthians in today's epistle, he said that our hope for you might be firm. It is good for us sometimes, not too much. Some people can overdo it. But sometimes it is good for us to meditate on the eternal hellfires, because sometimes fear has the, it makes us at least be good for a while. But again, fear is not a lasting thing. Once the fear goes away, then so do your motivations. That's how it works in the world with politics and the social media coming at you 24/7 with all the things that you need to be afraid of, and we are for a while. And then it all sort of fizzles out, and we almost forget about it all. That's sometimes, if we don't cooperate with the graces, how it works with fear in the spiritual life. We're afraid for a while, so it makes us to do good for a while, but then we lose that feeling of fear and we slacken off a little bit. But Our Lady comes, and she gave us so many graces to keep us from the fires of hell. In this Sunday's Gospel, we'll read the parable in which the master gives his steward charge over much of his possessions. The steward is unjust in his dealings, and then he must be fired. So he goes out to another steward and asks for so much money, and to another one and asks for more. But he doesn't take good care of his master's things. So he's fired. In other words, he's put in the fire. That, I believe, can be applied to the graces that we receive. What do I mean by graces? Well, in particular, on this Fatima feast day, I mean the rosary, the scapular. Our Lady foretold it. There would be a time when the world will be saved by those two means, the rosary and the scapular. Just today on the airplane, I sat next to a young lady, probably my age, a little less. I noticed again that she sat down and immediately, almost immediately, pulled out her rosary, and she started praying it quietly, and I just let her go for a while. But at the end of the flight, she spoke first, and then I told her I noticed the rosary. Her mother has a devotion to the rosary every day. The daughter, whom I was sitting next to, said that, well, she prayed it from time to time, but I think she'll go on praying at least a decade each day now. But I gave her a scapular too. She asked about the scapular, and on the back of it was written that promise: whosoever dies clothed in this scapular shall not suffer eternal fire. What a beautiful promise. Do you remember to use your scapular? That is one of the talents that the master gives to you, his steward. But not only do you wear it faithfully, You say your five decades of the rosary every day and observe chastity according to your state in life. Well, that's the means to gain the Sabbatine privilege. Those three things, that you wear it, that you say your rosary daily, and that you observe chastity according to your state in life. How do you use that? And then, how about the rosary? Do you say that too? Remember, if you want a very powerful means of saving yourself from the fires of hell, it's the rosary. After the Holy Mass, this is the most powerful prayer that heaven has given us. Read over the 15 promises. There's some little bookmarks there in the back on that little wooden bookcase in the vestibule. But it says, number 5, the soul which recommends itself to me by the recitation of the rosary shall not perish. Shall not perish. That is a promise of Our Lady, and she is no liar, and she is not mistaken either. It's a beautiful thought. But on this day, one more thought. She gave us the Fatima prayer, the O My Jesus prayer that we say at the end of each decade. After she showed the children the fires of hell, then she encouraged them, saying, do penance, pray for sinners, sacrifice for sinners. And then she said, and say this prayer, O My Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy. What a beautiful prayer. It's one that we should say not only during the rosary, it's one that we should make part of our daily routine. If you're sitting in traffic and you're tempted to get impatient, oh my Jesus, forgive us our sins, etc. Use it. The prayer works. It came from heaven itself. And it is a means of avoiding the flames of hell. So today, as you're walking through the street praying your rosary, say with a special attention and devotion the Fatima prayer. And say it for all of those in the world who are in mortal sin, but in particular for the ones who are on their deathbed today, and they will give up their soul and enter into eternity, either to heaven or to hell. And it could be that your Fatima prayer saves at least one of those souls which are so dear to God. So say it with great and true, sincere devotion. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.